with your latest news. I'm Carsley Fuller. That's a wrap on the 2025-26 session of Parliament.
Thank all members for all of the work that's gone into this meeting, and to more broadly thank members for all the work that's gone into the 25-26 session, which concludes today. This would have now culminated within a year after the 2025 election, so there will be further announcements of when we'll kick off the next session.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks moved the suspension of the House Sina DA on Friday, and Her Excellency the Governor has proclaimed that the Parliament shall be prorogued from today, with that announcement being published on gov.ky. Proroguing Parliament means formally ending a parliamentary session, marking the time between the end of one session and the state opening of Parliament that begins the next. While no official date has been announced, the NCFC administration previously said in Parliament they expect to schedule the throne speech for mid-May. On Friday, ministers tabled several reports, answered 10 parliamentary questions, made 3 statements, and MPs debated and passed the Public Transport Amendment and Validation Bill, which formalizes key processes related to permit issuance, duplicate permits, official reference letters, and the validation of certain past administrative actions, supporting, quote, clearer procedures for operators, drivers, and the Public Transport Board. Before wrapping up, MPs also approved the development and planning amendment regulations.
The regulation represents a focused and necessary update to the development and planning framework. They are targeted. They address the specific gaps that have become evident in the system.
Tabling the government motion, Planning Minister the Honorable Jay Ebanks said the regulations update the planning framework, including provisions related to development standards and subdivision road requirements. He stressed the regulations support clearer decision-making, public safety, infrastructure capacity, and orderly development. In other news, a marked police car is involved in a smash-up on Bodentown Road. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says shortly after 9:30 p.m. on Sunday, while responding to an emergency incident, a police vehicle running its siren and lights was traveling along Bodentown Road when another car turned right onto the roadway instead of yielding. The police vehicle collided with the right side of the other car. Both drivers were carried to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. They were treated and discharged. The RCIPS says both vehicles had significant damage, and the matter is under investigation by the Traffic and Roads Policing Unit, and the Office of the Ombudsman has been notified of the incident. Jackson Ryan has entered guilty pleas to robbing the Savannah Tortuga outlet and the ShopRite store on Walker's Road in 2 separate incidents earlier this year. He has, however, pled not guilty to a charge of wounding with intent, a matter that could still proceed to trial. He previously admitted to robbing the ShopRite store on February 3rd alongside another man who's also pled guilty to offenses. Jackson remains in custody as he awaits sentencing and is scheduled to return to court in 2 weeks for a mentioned date related to the wounding charge. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. As fears mount of a full-scale return to hostilities between Iran and the US, Iran's foreign minister says events in the Strait of Hormuz show there's no military solution to what he called a political crisis. President Trump says America's military will help merchant ships pass through the waterway. EU leaders have congratulated Armenia's prime minister for the work being done to move his country politically closer to the EU. However, Nicole Pashinyan was told more democratic reforms were needed. Romania's prime minister, Ilia Bolojan, has lost a no-confidence vote in parliament. The largest party, the Social Democrats, abandoned the coalition last month and joined forces with the far right to call for the vote. The SDP quit over his austerity policies aimed at reducing the budget deficit. Sudan has recalled its ambassador to Ethiopia after recusing its neighbour of facilitating a drone strike on Khartoum International Airport. It says there's conclusive evidence that the paramilitary RSF launched the airstrike from Ethiopian territory. Police in Pakistan say a prominent religious cleric has been shot dead in the northwest of the country. They said Maulana Muhammad Idris was on his way home from a religious school when unidentified gunmen on 2 motorbikes opened fire. Thailand has scrapped a long-standing agreement with neighbouring Cambodia on overlapping maritime claims and energy exploration rights. It said the 25-year-old agreement had yielded little value. The World Health Organization says it believes human-to-human transmission of the Hanta virus may have taken place on the Dutch cruise ship where 3 passengers have died. The Australian children's author Craig Silvey has pleaded guilty to possessing and distributing child exploitation material. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.